So anyway, he said, well, okay, you do it. So I went and called the executive VP in Washington. I said, you know, they said 4 weeks is the shortest period of time they can do it. But I said, I asked the Lord how to do it, and he showed me how to do it in 3 days. And he said, Thurman, I never forget what he said. Those guys are professionals. You know, and they can't do it in 4 weeks, and you think you and your guys are going to do it in 3 days? I said, well, first of all, I don't appreciate that statement you made. I said, I consider myself to be a professional, highly trained and highly skilled in what I do, and I have something that they don't have. I have the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And I said, he lives in me, and I asked him how to do this job, and he told me. And I said, so we can do it in 3 days. And he said, Thurman, I don't want you to make a fool out of yourself. I said, don't worry. Jesus has never made me make a fool out of myself. I'm his son. He don't do things like that to me. And he said, are you serious? You can do that job in 3 days? I said, sure. He said, okay. He said, whatever you want to do, you do it. And so I went and told the boys. I said, okay. I had about 8 men working for me up there. I said, you guys, let's get everything together, get certain things ready. Let's do this week, get materials in order and everything I got to have, you know, because I ain't got time to go running off looking for things when I start. I got to have everything in place. So we do. We get everything in place, and I go home. I'm there all week, and then Friday night I go home, and I tell the guys, I said, now, I'll be back up here Sunday night. I said, after church, I'll catch an airplane. I'll come back up here, and then 5 o'clock Monday morning, I will be in the facility. I said, all you guys be here. And I had laid out their plan. I said, you rehearse this plan so you'll know what to do, where everything is. And Monday morning at 5 o'clock, we're going to hit it. And we're going to go, and we're going to show these people that the King of the universe is going to be with us all day. And we're going to do a great job for our Lord. Well, 5 o'clock, I was there. 7 o'clock, the VP called. He talked to the general manager. He says, is Thurman up there? He said, oh, yeah. He was here early this morning and said, they're tearing this place apart. And he said, okay. So the next morning at 7 o'clock, the VP called back. And he said, how is Thurman and his team doing? He said, well, he went home this morning at 5 o'clock, and he's finished. And the VP said, I mean, finished for the day or what? He said, no, the job is finished. He said, the big coolers and freezers are up, they're running, and I'm using them. And said, the beautiful part about it, he didn't even tear it up to a point where I couldn't use it when he was working on it. He said, I was able to keep stuff in there, everything. Said he didn't hardly even hinder the operation. He said, you mean to tell me yesterday morning at 5 o'clock he started, and this morning at 5 o'clock he was through? He said, yes, sir. He's talking to the GM now. He's not talking just nobody. He's talking to the general manager of the plant. He said, well, where is he? He said, well, I guess he went to the hotel. Said they didn't sleep. They worked straight through for 24 hours, every one of them. He said, they hardly even stopped to eat. But he said, man, they really got it done. It's working perfect. He said, when he does get back in the operation, give him this number and have him call me. Well, I got back in about 8 o'clock, whatever it was that night. I walked back out there. I slept all day. And I got up and I went back out there. And the general manager was still there when I got there. And he said, Thurman, the boss, the VP, the regional VP wants to talk to you. I said, okay. I called him and he was already at home. And I said, Bill, what's wrong? He said, Thurman, you told me 3 days to do that project. I said, well, Bill, that's what it was. I said, we were just flowing so good, you know, that we just thought when we got started, we just wouldn't quit. We'd just keep on going. So I said, it did take us 3 days, 3 8-hour days, 24 hours, just exactly what the Lord showed me I could do. He said, I don't care what you say. That's one day any way you look at it. Well, if you want to look at it in one day, he said, I thought you were going to make a fool out of yourself when you could do it in 3 days. And he said, you did it in one? I said, well, the King of the universe lives in me. And he has made himself available to me that if I'll ask for wisdom and ask in faith, he'll give me these things. See, now, I believe with all my heart, and of course, this made the contractor there very upset. He was very upset that I did this project in such a short period of time. And I just finally told him, I said, you know, if you guys would just listen, I said, there are some of us that have some answers that we get from the King, you know, and Jesus. And it always has never ceased to amaze me that when you tell people that you've got this information from the Lord, they think you're crazy. You know? So anyway, after I'd done this job, and everybody knew about it. The VPs knew about it. Everybody knew about it. Then my company a few years later was going to buy a big operation up in New York. And so they sent me up there to look at this. Actually, they had about 7 or 8 of them up there. They sent me up there to do an inventory of all of the facilities. I was going to spend about a half a day in each one and make an inventory of the trucks and the equipment and what kind of conditions the buildings were, and what I thought it would take over the next year and the next 3 years and the next 5 years to bring these facilities up to a pretty high standard. Now, that ain't just a little bitty chore. You know, that's a pretty massive thing to do, but I was capable of doing that with the king. So I had a meeting the second day, and some of the core VPs, the executive VPs, and all these kind of people were there, you know, and one of the VPs that used to work for the company I worked for, while we were having dinner one day, I was sitting at the head table with a couple of the big boys because I was a guest that was doing all this. And he stood up and he says, Thurman, would you tell us about that magnificent job you did in Minneapolis when you did that modification of that building in such a short period of time? Well, okay, so I stopped eating and I stood up and I told them all how I did it. You know, and what the job was and how I did it, how I called on the name of Jesus Christ and all that stuff. And I said, it's a beautiful thing to know Jesus. Now, I got a captive audience of at least 20 VPs, CEOs, and you name it. There ain't no just normal people in there. These are big boys. And because we're talking about buying a multi-million dollar project. So the big boys get involved when you go to handle that kind of money. You know, I was the lowest peon there was there, I'll say that, the little critter, you know. And I was just the engineer, you know, that was there to do the investigation. And I said, by the way, is there anybody in here that knows my Jesus as their Lord and Savior? And now that whole bunch, not one single man said nothing. Nothing. I said, well, okay. And so I just sat down and went back to eating. After I finished my lunch and we got up to walk out, I'm walking down the hallway and a guy runs and overtakes me. He was one of the VPs there of that company. He run up kind of gently. I was way up ahead of everybody else, and some of them had went the other way. He came up to me and said, Thurman, I'm a Pentecostal myself. I love Jesus. I turned and looked at him. I said, you gutless wonder. Why didn't you say that in there? That's exactly what I told him. That's exactly what I felt like. Here, this guy's supposed to be a Pentecostal. Everybody ought to already knew he was a Christian, not just a Pentecostal Christian. But if he's a Pentecostal, I know he's heard the truth. You know, he's had it preached to him. If he'd have been some poor little Baptist, you know, or a Methodist, or a Catholic, he didn't know nothing. But Pentecostals, they've lived in a realm above the rest of us. You know, they've had this stuff taught them, you know it? And he wouldn't even acknowledge in there. I just was slammed in the face. Why wouldn't you say something? Why wouldn't you glorify your Lord? Why, when I'm standing up in front of all these gals telling all y'all about my Savior, and I ask, does anybody in here know Him? Why didn't you throw your head up and say, I know Him? Why? They're afraid of men more than they're afraid of God. Isn't that a shame? Hey, we need to be afraid of the King. You know it? No man. The King. There ain't no man can do nothing to me but kill me and throw me into a dump pit here on the earth. But the King, He can kill you and put you in hell. Or He can kill you and put you in heaven. And I'm going to tell you, I don't want the wrong way. Do you, Keith? No way. I want to go to heaven. So anyway, wow. You do this because you're looking forward to the joys of heaven, as you have been ever since you first heard of the truth of the good news. This same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It's supposed to be. We're supposed to be going out. I never dreamed just a few years ago that today I paid my radio bills, just radio bills, for the last month. One of them was nearly $5,500 and the other was nearly $1,500. You know, $7,000 worth of radio bills just to be on the radio. And I'm increasing all the time. Every once in a while, somebody will call, just like a few weeks ago, one up in Virginia Beach. He called and he said, "Hey, I've heard about some of your teachings and I really love them." He said, "We got a big station, 50,000 watts up here that covers a huge area." He said, "Would you be interested in going on our radio station?" I said, "Well, how much you charge me?" And he told me. I said, "Sure." I said, I'll go on there for you." And when I did, I said, "Well, your teaching has been so inspired me, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. You buy a 15-minute spot in the morning, and I will give you a free spot from February till October at 5:15 in the afternoon for no charge." I said, "Thank you, Jesus." Isn't that something? He said, "I can't give you a whole year's worth, but I can give you almost a year." And said, he said he loved my teaching so much. He said, "We need teachers that teach the word like you teach." And so he said, "We're just going to, you know, give you from February to October for free in the afternoon at 5:30, I think it was, is when this time, second time it goes on." All I got to say, if you do what Jesus says, He will do great things through you. And He will pay your bills. You know, as all of you know, I mean, the money is in the bank to pay all these things. I never have to ask nobody for money. You don't never hear me stand up here and say, "Well, before y'all go home tonight, y'all all be sure and put some money in that box." Because, you know, He said, "If you don't, we're going to have to go off two radio stations next week." You ain't never going to hear me say that. Never. You know, and in fact, my son told me that church he goes to, this is a huge church out there in Argyle. And they had a tremendous flood out there the other day when we had the 6 inches of rain. It done, I think they said, $170,000 worth of damage to that church. And Tim said their normal Sunday giving is $100,000 a Sunday. That's what they bring in, $100,000. And as far as I know, the buildings are all paid for and everything, so what are they doing with that?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.